listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
And welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you. I have with me Mandy, and Mandy's from Siri. She's the down at Churnside Park. She's a customer service officer. Welcome, Mandy.
Thanks so much for having me, Alan.
Mandy, how long have you been with Siri?
I actually only started with Siri in May. I started off as a placement student, and then this role became available. It's a new role, and I ran for it because I just loved being a placement student.
Fantastic. So you started in May. We've been locked down probably two-thirds of that time. So how did it all go for you? I mean, you would have expected when you started to have been upfront with people there. So what do you do when there is no hub there, so to speak, at the during the lockdown? I know you had some services operating, but what did you yourself do?
Yeah, look, it's been crazy. My counterpart at Yarra Junction, Nicole, and I started off in the hubs for a couple of days. Then we did all of our training online. Then we came back into the hubs, got really settled, and then bang, into that three-month lockdown. So we actually had to come up with new ways to be able to connect with the community whilst doing that remotely. And we were very lucky in that Siri was so supportive in getting us the technology to do things from home. So we were able to still run 5 days a week, 9 to 5 from home. And our Yarra Junction hub was still open as well because it's actually an essential service with the food pantry and our Centrelink access point. So it was very different to what we were expecting. There was a lot of Zooms. There was a lot of mental health phone calls, you know, checking on a lot of our, you know, people who live on their own or who might not have a lot of people around them. So it was different, but definitely very rewarding, I would say.
One thing we've all had to do is learn to do a lot of new things. I mean, once upon a time, you'd have been in here sitting right opposite me because there was no other alternative. Yeah. But we all just had to find new ways of doing things, didn't we?
Yep, we have. And particularly with our seniors and some of our older generations having to really rely on technology has been very interesting for them because now they're checking in everywhere. Now they've got to show their vaccination status on their phones. If they want to talk to their family or see their family, they've got to do it remotely. So it's been really, really different compared to what we've known in the past.
It's probably advanced people's, should I say, education as far as with technology probably by about 10 years, hasn't it? Because a lot of these things wouldn't have happened anywhere near as quick if we didn't have the pandemic. But anyway, so what? It's all closed down for COVID, or a lot of it's closed down, and you're working from home. So what does a customer service officer do during that time? Because there's no customers there to see up front.
Yeah, you're right. There were no customers in my dining room, that's for sure. So what we did was we contacted our local community remotely. So we spent a lot of time on the phone reaching out, doing those mental health checks. And sometimes those conversations would be really quick. You know, I'm doing so well. Sometimes those conversations would end up going for half an hour. So that took up a lot of our time. But we also spent quite a bit of time working out how we're going to recover when we get back, because a lot of our funding, you know, is reliant on making sure that we stay up to date and current with the programs that we're doing and planning for the future. So there was a lot of back end stuff that we were able to do as well. And also, of course, planning for our markets. We've got our Twilight Market coming up, which I'll talk to you a little bit about a bit later shortly. But yeah, there was a lot of background planning, and we had our school holiday program virtually for the first time ever, which was crazy. But all the kids really enjoyed it. They usually come into the hub and they were able to do that over Zoom. And it was really good, but very, very different to what I was expecting when I took the role on, that's for sure.
Oh, bet. And of course, one of the things about the young people is that they adapt very quickly to technology too, don't they?
Definitely, very much so.
And they seem, well, they live with it and they seem to enjoy it, whereas some of the older people find a bit of a drag. But as you said, most of them got with it and did it anyway. So that's the main thing. Welcome back to Community Connections. And I have Mandy with me from Siri down at Churnside Park, and we're talking about various things with Siri. And one of the things I reckon when daylight savings comes along and are these twilight markets. I reckon they're a fabulous way to go. And I believe, Mandy, you've got one coming up down there.
We sure do. We've got our Siri Christmas Twilight Market next Friday night. So it starts at 5 o'clock right through till 9. It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Whereabouts?
So we're at the Chirnside Park Community Hub, and it's an indoor-outdoor market. So we'll have a few stalls inside, and then a lot of our stuff is going to be outdoors. We've got 12 food trucks coming, so many different options for dinner.
Plenty of coffee?
Yes, we've definitely got coffee. Cold drinks if it's going to be hot. We've got different kinds of desserts. We've got snacks, treats, and then we've got, on top of that, 80 market stalls.
Selling what sorts of things, Mandy?
Oh, well, some of my favourites. We've got succulents, of course, planting and things like that. We've got lots of different types of homemade jewellery with clay, polymer, resin. We've got all sorts of Christmas gifts, so perfect for Kris Kringles, stocking fillers, or something for yourself under the tree, which is what I'm going to be doing. My husband and son are going to be popping around the market and picking things out for me.
Sounds
good. So I'm pretty excited about that, yeah.
Have you told them what you want first?
I have. I've given them a list of a few stalls that I'm keen to visit, because there's a lot of really nice stuff going on, and we've actually got an event page on our Siri Facebook page. There's an event, and we highlight all of the stores that are coming, so you can check them out before you come down.
And bring plenty of money, and I guess it's a great chance for those who haven't had the opportunity to buy their Christmas presents, you know, for the family.
Exactly. We've also got kids' entertainment, face painting. We've got show bags. I'm visioning like a miniature Lilydale show. That's what I've got in my head. And we've also got the Yarra Valley Singers coming down and doing some Christmas carols for us, which we're really
terrific.
Yeah.
Love the carols. Awesome. I love carols.
Well, you should come down, Alan. It's going to be fantastic.
That sounds like a great night. So it's this Friday night?
Next Friday. So Friday the 3rd.
Oh, Friday the 3rd, right. Sorry, Friday the 3rd. And what was the time again?
5 o'clock, so 5 till 9.
Sounds good. So they want to get there nice and early. And there probably won't be sausage sizzle, but there'll be plenty of food trucks.
There actually is going to be a sausage sizzle. Siri is running the sausage sizzle, so you bring your cold coins down and grab a sausage and bread.
Hey, so you've catered for everyone, really, haven't you?
Yep, vegetarians as well. We've got it covered for everybody.
Oh, that sounds terrific. So that's Friday week. It's starting on at 5:30. Sounds terrific. You've got some workshops coming up that you'd like to tell us all about.
Yeah, we've got some Christmas workshops coming up that we've put together for children and families, and also for adults to have a bit of alone time, because we've all been stuck with our families for the last however many months.
I'm not sure stuck is a word, but anyway.
Oh, we've all enjoyed each other's company, shall we say.
I hope your husband's not listening.
Love you. So we've got a beeswax candle and wrap workshop coming up, where you can learn how to make your own beeswax wraps, which sort of take the place of Glad wrap, and they're reusable, very sustainable. And beeswax candles as well, which will be really interesting to burn, because they bring a beautiful scent to them when they burn, and they burn for a really long time. So we're learning how to make those.
Yep.
And then we've also got a gingerbread workshop.
Oh, which I love gingerbread.
Yeah. I'm so excited for that one, because you can actually do – you pay per gingerbread house, not per person. So you can bring as many people in your family or a couple of friends as you want, and it's something gorgeous that you can – put together and then unwrap and eat on Christmas Day together, or, you know, give us a lovely gift to the grandparents, something like that.
Are these workshops mainly aimed for young people, for a school age, or what?
No. So the beeswax candles and wraps are more aimed at adults. The gingerbread house is more of a family event, but you can also just bring your girlfriends down, or a couple of guys that you're interested in chilling out together and making some gingerbread, eating some lollies as you go. We've got a cupcake workshop that is more directed at children, but, you know, of course parents can come and enjoy it as well. Or if you just really love to bake and really love to decorate, you can come and join that too. We don't, we're not ageist here, you know, we don't judge. If you want to come and do it at 20, 15, 10, 65, we don't mind. But we do have some that are just for kids as well, which are our bauble making workshops where they're very cute, really good gift to give, say, grandma or grandpa or an auntie or an uncle. And then we've got our macrame workshops. And you can find all of that information on our website, and you can book in to each and all of the workshops too.
Each of them obviously have a cost attached to them because of the fact that they're making something to take home, aren't they?
Yeah, we do. They are all very reasonably priced. Yep. So if you go on the website, you can check out all the different pricing, because they aren't all done at the same price, because there's some of them are run by Siri, but some of them are run by some of our external facilitators. So they set the price for those ones.
Are they only on sort of like if you're doing, say, the gingerbread person, is it just the one workshop one day, or is it based over a few days, or how does that work?
So each workshop runs for a set period of time. We've got our workshops at Yarra Junction at the hub there, and then we've also got them at Chernside Park. So if you're down in the Yarra Valley, you can go. If you're up in more of the urban areas, you can come to these ones. And most of them run for about 2 to 2.5 hours, Alan. So you really only need a small amount of time, then you can go off for lunch or grab some dinner.
Or go and eat your gingerbread, man.
Yes, exactly. Go and sneak off and eat your gingerbread in your room.
Sounds terrific. And so obviously you run some of these just based for the young people, just purely and simply to help them fill in their school holidays, I guess.
Yeah, well, we also have a school holiday program at both Yarra Junction and Chernside as well. And some of these facilitators who are doing our Christmas workshops are also coming back in January. So we've got things like Lego, we've got things like video gaming, we've got a Siri Kids Club where you can come and do arts, crafts and cooking. We have Minecraft, which is where you create your own Minecraft character out of blocks and you paint them. We have jewellery painting. We have this really gorgeous macrame feathers, and we have dancing at Yarra Junction. Like, I couldn't even tell you what category everything fits in, because we've got something for everybody. But we've also got a native animal demonstration coming into both of the hubs, where you can come in, it's $10, and you sit around in with 10 to 15 other children, and you get to play and pat all different styles of native animals from Australia. So that's pretty cool too.
So someone brings the animals into the centre, do they?
Yeah, so she's actually going to be at our Twilight Market too, having a petting zoo, so where you can go in and play with the animals. She's got all different kinds of bearded dragons, frogs, lizards, birds, a gorgeous baby ringtail possum, sugar gliders, all sorts.
So let's just hone in on this idea of the child ones over January.
Yeah.
How many days a week are you open during January for the young people's activities?
Well, we're back from the second week of January, and we're open 5 days, and we've actually got something happening every single day at the hub. Some of them go for a couple of hours, some of them go for 3 or 4 hours. It really depends. But again, all of that information is going to be on our website from next week. It goes live next week to be able to do the bookings.
Terrific. So we need people to, as they're getting interested in what we're talking about, to have a pen and pencil ready, or pen and paper, and we'll give all those details at about 5 to 1. Mandy, you want to tell us a bit about some changes or updates on both the school and childcare coming up with Siri?
Yeah, we've got some pretty exciting things happening for 2022. Our community school in Mount Evelyn is actually expanding, because we've had such an amount of interest, and we're growing too big for the space.
That's terrific, isn't it?
I know, it's really exciting, and it just means that we can encourage more of the community to come if they're looking for, you know, something a little bit different in school, you know, less mainstream.
Yep.
But we're expanding to a new campus to complement the one in Mount Evelyn in Lilydale. So we'll have the Mount Evelyn campus will be in both sections of Lilydale and Mount Evelyn. It's going to be pretty exciting.
Whereabouts in Lilydale, Mandy?
So it's in Lilydale behind what used to be Olive Tree Shopping Centre. It was Box Hill TAFE for a while there.
Oh, yes, yep.
And way back when, it was a Ford dealership.
Yeah, I remember that.
And now it's going to be Siri, so it's pretty exciting.
Oh, that's terrific. And that'll be an adjunct to the one at Mount Evelyn, will it?
Yep. They'll be like little sibling schools. It's going to be very, very good. Really good for the community, I think. And it's close to public transport too.
Yeah, it's a great spot, that. And also, because you've got the big one out at Berwick too, haven't you?
We've got Berwick, and then we've also got Yarra Junction. We've had a lot of stuff happening down at Yarra Junction too. We just opened our second First Impressions clothing exchange store at the Yarra Junction Hub, and we've had some of our VCAL students coming into the clothing exchange to learn how to do retail-related skills with their retail skills unit. So they're learning about teamwork, they're learning about communication and connecting with their local community, and they're really building that confidence too. So it's been a big month for Siri.
It certainly has. And the other thing too, I think that the clothing exchange is a terrific idea because, you know, we've said this a few times, that there will be ladies, particularly ladies out there, that haven't worked for a long, long while. And because of the way things are financially and that, they'll be going back to work, and some of these ladies haven't had the opportunity to update and their clothing and that. And whether we like it or not, the clothes make an impression, don't they?
They really do. And not only is it the clothes that they help out with, but it's also job skills, job readiness skills, I would say. So helping with resumes and building that confidence and mock interviews and things like that. So particularly down, you know, in the Yarra Valley, around Woorealik, around Yarra Junction, there's not a lot of opportunities for people to have that experience. Mm. We don't even have many clothing stores down there. So First Impressions Clothing Exchange has really taken off because people are just loving coming in, and it's very bright, it's hot pink, it's very eye-catching, and it's really good for the students to learn and get that encouragement too from the program.
Oh, I think it's terrific. Is it one of the shops, or is it in your actual building of Siri there?
So we actually renovated our training room and turned it into the Feist store. So it has its own front entrance. It looks just like a store when you walk in, and it's attached to the hub. So it's right on Warburton Highway. You can't miss it because it's a hot pink door.
Must go and have a look.
For sure.
The other thing is too, of course, that resumes and that, I think over the last 20 years, and some of these ladies that are coming to you probably haven't worked for that long, carry a lot more weight than what they used to. I mean, jobs were easy to get, you know, 20 years ago, and it was just basically you rocked in, and if they liked you, you got the job. But unfortunately, nowadays, you're competing with a lot of other people, and probably, I'm saying ladies a lot because the ladies are the ones who have been at home looking after children and all that. I'm not being sexist, but, you know, and if they haven't been for an interview for 20 years, it would be very, very scary.
Well, you're absolutely right. And not only that, women are now struggling with the fact that because of the current status of the world, we are having to be two working families rather than being stay-at-home mums. So women are, you know, who are in their late 30s, into their 40s, even into their 50s and early 60s are like, wow, I actually have to go and get work. How do I do this? Mm-hmm. And that's where Feist comes in.
All right, we've got to take one more break and then we'll be back. So have your pens and paper ready to take down the contact details. We must keep stressing, and I haven't done it today, that Siri is C-I-R-E. I mean, there is the Siri on your phone and all that sort of stuff, but it is C-I-R-E. So when we talk about contact details, make sure you look up C-I-R-E. Mandy, early learning, what's happening there?
We've got lots of stuff happening for early learning. Our early learning kids at Yarra Junction was so excited last week. They actually got to go on a little excursion and visit the residents at SDR Health Aged Care. They brought little gifts. It was gorgeous. Of course, it was COVID safe, but they all got lolly bags as a thank you for the visit, and they were really, really excited to see them. They even got to meet their oldest resident, who was 102 years old.
Oh, terrific.
I know. They couldn't believe it.
And the oldies would have loved having the young people there.
I think so too.
Oh, they do.
They really enjoyed it.
Yep.
And we've got quite a bit happening for next year. At the moment, we've still got some spaces, a limited vacancies for 3 and 4-year-old kinder at Churnside for the sessional kinder. And we've also got a few vacancies at Mount Evelyn and Yarra Junction for the integrated kinder into the long daycare. So we've got a few little spaces here and there. And then, of course, we've got our vacation care program for January at Badger Creek and Woorealik in the summer holidays. So if your families, you know, aren't able to do the little workshops at, say, Churnside Park or Yarra Junction, and they need something for a longer day, then they can go to Woorialik or they can go to Yarra Junction Osh and do holiday program there.
And I guess there's probably vacancies at the schools as well?
Yeah, we have vacancies at the schools, but it's best to give them a call and find out what's happening for there and whether or not it's the right move for you, because, yeah, it can, there can be lots of different things to look into as to, you know, which campus and what suits better, what programs. So, yeah.
Look, you've got us excited. We're listening now and you've done a great job. You've sold us on CIRE, which is CIRE. So what do we do now to find out more?
Well, there's a few different ways you can find out more, Alan. You can go to our website, which is www.cire.org.au, and you're right, it's CIRE. Or you can give us a call on our phone number, which is 1300 835 235, and by calling that number we can actually put you through to any of the childcares, the schools, the long day cares, FICE, all of the different departments, and we can also answer a lot of your questions too.
You also have a Facebook page, no doubt. What's that?
We sure do. It's CIRE Services, but we also have the CIRE Community Hubs page as well, which is my favourite page.
I wonder why.
It's got everything. It's even got our letters to Santa, which we've got as a fundraiser at the
terrific
moment. Can you believe it? Santa Claus writes letters to children from the hub.
Terrific.
I know, it's so exciting.
I wish you'd write to me.
All the info's on our Facebook page, and you can also go onto our website as well.
I wish you'd write to me, but then maybe I haven't been a good boy.
Well, I guess that's the problem, isn't it? You've got to be on the nice list.
Yeah, well, have you got Twitter and all the other jazz, or just the Facebook and the phone?
We've got CIRE Services on Instagram, and then we've also got the Facebook as well. So look out for us on both of those and follow us. Follow and like us to get all of that information and to have little sneak peeks about what's happening at CIRE.
Because it's not only, I know we're having a bit of a laugh, but it's not only a case of looking up today, because I guess we're only talking about it once a month. But, I mean, there are a lot of things going on at CIRE right through the year, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. We have programs that run every day, every week, every month. There's something for everyone, and it's all on our website.
So it's well worth it's well worth people keeping a lookout, isn't it?
Absolutely, especially coming out of lockdown where people are looking for new hobbies and things to do and ways to connect with each other.
Yep. At the end of 2020, I said, well, hopefully 2021's going to be a lot better.
So did I.
And look what happened. So,
2022, that is the year. I just know it.
I'm very loath to say that ever again, but no, that's true. It didn't turn out quite the way we'd hoped. But how long is CIRE open till, Mandy?
We're actually open until Christmas Eve.
So gee, they make your work.
They do, but you know what? I love Christmas, so you'll see me with my reindeer headbands and my Christmas hats and my T-shirts. It's well worth coming down and checking me out and having a good laugh.
I don't know about a laugh. So, I mean, there are still things, and you've still got vacancies, no doubt, for the December and January workshops, because they haven't come around yet. So, I mean, if you've got a young person who's going to find a bit tough to fill in the school holidays, because some of them have been home that much during the year, I think they'll be sick of being at home. So there's a great great opportunity to come down. So they need to check those ideas out too.
For sure. Yeah, we're open from the 10th of January. So we'll have a couple of weeks off, recharge those batteries, and then we're back from the 10th. So if you're looking for something to come and do, even if you want to just come down for a cuppa and a chat, you know, we love it. Yarra Junction, Chernside Park, we're open from the 10th.
And you close, what was that? Christmas Eve, you said, wasn't it?
Christmas Eve, lunchtime Christmas Eve.
I was going to say, you probably don't want people coming down last thing on Christmas Eve after lunch, because you'll all be having a good time.
Bring down a present for me and you can come anytime.
Oh, that's charming. Mandy, look, it's been terrific having you today.
Thank you so much for having me, Alan. I've really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's good. You were nervous, but see, you got there. It's not a problem. And hopefully, well, we may even have somebody from Surrey next month because I'll be here, so we'd love to have somebody along. But certainly it's a great organisation. Surrey, again, I've got a, and I know people get sick of me saying it, but every now and again someone says, oh, I looked up Surrey and it wasn't there. And you say, how'd you spell it? Oh, no, they didn't. So it's C-I-R-E. And the phone number's 1300, am I right? 1300-835-235.
You got it.
I wasn't too sure of my writing there for a minute.